Lieutenant Colonel Mark Reith is commander of the 690th Network Support Squadron of the United States Air Force, and they have rolled out Virtual Enterprise Service Desk 2.0. And Colonel Reith will talk to me about it. Colonel, let's start with the concept. What is the Virtual Enterprise Service Desk, and what do airmen use it for? Thanks for joining me today.
Well, let me just begin by thanking Federal News Radio and yourself and your team for giving me the opportunity to spread my message here. We actually call it VESD for short, and it's an application represented by an icon on your Air Force workstation. So when users have an IT issue, they can click on the icon, and an application will pop up and ask some basic questions and pull some basic diagnostic information automatically. Based on this information, it will then attempt to fix the issue using some common techniques. The value of the tool is that users have 24-hour instant access to it without having to wait 30 to 45 minutes on the phone as they have in the past. Users get a very comparable level of service since the tool asks the same questions and pulls the same diagnostics as a human technician. If an issue can't be resolved immediately, then a ticket is automatically generated and sent to the right back shop for assistance. Now, in many large organizations, the Air Force uses several tiers of technical expertise. You may have experienced this when calling for technical assistance, say, on the commercial side, such as your cable or internet provider. This tool replaces the entry-level technician, which is a great way to save taxpayer dollars, but the tool also routes the ticket to the appropriate technical expert immediately, instead of our previous process of manually routing roughly 35,000 tickets per week. The entire system modernizes the way we do business with a lighter and leaner force.
What is new in version 2.0 that you've just rolled out within the last couple of months, sir?
Well, earlier versions of the tool focused on Outlook email, BlackBerry, and iPhone support. Version 2.0 adds support for network, hardware, and software issues on a workstation. Future versions will continue to refine the user interface in order to maximize accessibility. In addition, version 2.1, which is coming out here shortly, will provide an announcements page that advises users when certain locations are experiencing outages or degradations. This informs the user that we're tracking the issue and they don't need to necessarily submit a ticket. Long term, I'd like to see the tool actually detect the loss of workstation capability and automatically submit a ticket with no action from the user. Imagine a system that might detect a problem in the middle of the night and get the right techs in place to fix it before the users arrive the next morning.
Does that technology exist right now, Colonel, or is that something that is dependent on a technological evolution for you to be able to get that proactive? Because that sounds like that's probably nirvana for you and your team.
Well, that last piece is sort of our pie-in-the-sky goal. I think it's achievable, and in part it has to do with the fact that we're in one consolidated Air Force network we call the AFNET. And so in other organizations, you may have sub-networks or a hodgepodge of networks all put together. Here in the Air Force, we have at one time we had the third largest in the world, and I don't know what our ranking is today, but it's pretty significant, roughly between 600,000 and 800,000 users. So it's substantial, but the fact that we're under one single domain allows us to leverage some of this automation.
How did you take into account what your end users, the airmen who use the system every day, wanted from the second version of the rollout and from the 2.1 that you said will be coming shortly and from whatever else you do in the future? How do you keep in touch essentially with your customers to get a sense of what they need and how you should evolve the product?
That's a great question. We actually spent a lot of time and effort both historically looking at historical ticket trends and current ticket trends, and we actually build a Pareto chart illustrating the volume of each type of IT issue. Then using that chart, we are able to prioritize tool requirements so that we're always tackling the biggest rocks first. In addition, we work very closely with our partners at the Air Force Network Integration Center and the Air Force Lifecycle Management Center to build a fully compatible and sustainable solution. Finally, the tool provides a feedback mechanism right on it where users can provide suggestions or identify software bugs.
What kind of feedback do you get specifically from that part of the tool? I imagine you get your fair share of hotheads who are just distraught about some particular thing. Do you get a lot of actionable stuff through that feedback loop?
Well, initial versions, the way we rolled it out is we put out early versions of it so that we could socialize the tool and get the idea out there,
mm-hmm.
Because this is a significant cultural change within the Air Force. For many, many years, we've always told our users, just pick up the phone and call this phone number and you'll be good to go. What we're asking them to do instead is to go to this application first. And in case where that application doesn't work, then pick up the phone. But we'll advise you every step of the way, so there's a lot of hand-holding. Most of the feedback we've got is, hey, we'd really like this capability. You know, when are we going to get this capability and that type of thing.
Lieutenant Colonel Mark Reith is commander of the 690th Network Support Squadron in the U.S. Air Force. And it strikes me that the benefit, there's a tremendous financial gain for you, too. If you don't need nearly as many people on a help desk, you're not paying somebody to sit on the help desk if the system is able to provide some of this troubleshooting up front. Am I on the right track, sir?
You absolutely are. And so this actually is going to save us a considerable amount of taxpayer dollars. But there's actually another piece to this. And so this is actually probably the most fundamental and probably the most important question today. As I mentioned earlier, most airmen across the full Air Force will see faster service of comparable quality. But the real story here is that the technicians within the cyber ops community who were previously on the phones or working tickets, their quality of life has improved considerably. I can now repurpose those airmen to perform more meaningful work to support Air Force IT infrastructure. Furthermore, since instead of reacting to frantic phone calls, I can now ask my airmen to take a more proactive approach by monitoring systems and working issues before users observe the associated symptoms. With manpower savings, we're able to stand up a problem management cell to track reoccurring problems, investigate root causes, and work with engineers to resolve for good. Over time, this investment will pay significant dividends for all airmen.
Yeah, it strikes me that the potential to repurpose that time is just has a possibility for a lot of impact across the enterprise.
Absolutely. As I alluded to earlier, by automating some of the menial tasks,
yeah,
whether it be by auto-resolving an issue or simply resubmitting a ticket online versus a phone call, we're able to support Air Force users while repurposing airmen and reducing contract labor costs. The repurposed airmen can now take proactive measures to minimize network issues in the first place, and thus providing a more stable environment for all users. There's another subtle aspect to all of this, and sometimes it's overlooked. It's by reducing call center operations amid DoD downsizing, we're actually able to preserve resources for cyber warfighting capabilities. I believe that we're setting up a foundation for a better overall experience for everybody in the near future.
The Virtual Enterprise Service Desk version 2.0 has been on desktops across the Air Force now for about a month and a half, according to my notes. Have you had an opportunity yet to get any feedback from end users on it specifically? We've talked about kind of the broader feedback loop and the way that you collect information on an ongoing basis, but do you have any sense yet as to how the specific response to version 2.0 has been, sir?
Well, we average about 4,000 requests a week, and roughly about half of those are actually automated resolved because the tool actually has the solution inside it to actually fix the problem at a workstation level. The feedback that we get is usually for more capability, especially when it comes to PMO systems. So these are functional systems that are ride on the network but aren't actually part of the network infrastructure. And so most of VESD focuses on the network infrastructure piece because if that doesn't exist, there's a second and third order cascading effects to other functional systems. So a lot of it, what we're doing now is trying to work with PMOs to actually add their specific questions into the system as well. A great example would be for the medical community. They actually have their own service desk of their own. They actually co-located with me here at Lackland. And they have very specific medical systems that they assist their medical community with. Would like to take those and see them incorporated into VSD in the future so that there's an icon for medical systems specifically.
And you kind of anticipated my next question, which is, how have airmen responded to the automated responses rather than talking to a human every single time? I imagine there are probably pros and cons in the minds of a lot of folks.
Absolutely. Well, it really depends a little bit on demographics. I found that there are more junior generations. They are very receptive to this type of technology. They see it today already on their iPhones and their other gadgets.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a problem for them. Some of our more senior folks, though, they've been trained over the years to pick up the phone, and so they sort of expect an immediate response, you know, by calling somebody. They want to talk to that human on the other end. That piece has been a little bit more of a cultural shift for them, and it takes a little bit more time to transition them over.
So you have a cultural or change management thing going here as well as a technological change.
That's exactly right. It's not just a technical change, it's a cultural change across the Air Force. And, you know, one of the things we've actually done is we've tried to expose this as this isn't just our ideas, but this is really what kind of industry is going towards. More self-service, self-help type of actions incorporated into the ticket process so that, you know, if that VESD can't solve your problem right there and then, it will submit a ticket on your behalf, or in the future, potentially it could detect a problem without you even being there and push it to the right back shops for help. I could see a very, very having that kind of capability, you know, within a year.